Continuing with our short Chanukah Chizuk with Rabbi Lezer Gelzal, number 7, Lunish B'Lunishas Racha Parbas of Moshe. Rabbi Lezer asks, if you look at Al-Anisim, we say, La'ashichem Torasecho, La'avira Mechukim Ritzanecha, that the Yevanim want us to forget our Torah and to pass over the Chukim of the Ribbono Shalom. So Rabbi Lezer understands and he says that we know that there are two types of mitzvahs that have a mishpat and the mitzvahs that are called Chukim. Chukim are the mitzvahs that don't make sense. What do the Yevanim so? What do they care about the Chukim Ritzanecha? Says Reb Lezer, and this Alpi the Svarim HaKadoshim, but specifically the Bnei Yisachar. You want to know what's going on? Says Reb Lezer, that the Yevanim were okay, and they even enjoyed the learning, the intellectual gymnastics of Torah, but they wanted to make a separation between Torah and everything else. You want to do that? Chas Hashem? No. There's no such thing called Kiddush HaTorah. That's something they couldn't understand. Mechuki Ritzanecha refers to the Kiddushas HaTorah. What are you talking about? Torah is the same thing as science and social studies and history and math. It's the same thing. Says Rav Leiva Lezer, no. You want to know what the main goal of the Yevanim was? For us to forget the Kedusha of the Noisin Torah, the holiness of learning Torah, be connected to Chadosh Baruch Hu through learning Torah. And it goes to Bnei Yisachar, Maimer Chodesh Kislev, Tevis Maimer Beis, who quotes the Rebbe of Pirchus of Karetz, the early Talmidim, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, who says, how many candles do we light on Chanukah 36? Keneged the Lamed Vav Mesechtos of Gemara Talmud Bavli. And Bnei Yisachar uses a Lashon Charif, that people waste their time on Chanukah. And that they go to all these Chanukah parties, not saying nothing wrong with Chanukah parties, but to be able to make sure that the whole Indian of Chanukah is Torah, is Limud Torah, La'ahud Ma'isa Ora, the Gemara and Megillah, Tezav Tezayin, La'ahud Ma'isa Ora, Ora Zu Torah. At the end of the day, you want to know how to have a beautiful Chanukah. You want to have what Chukei Ritzanecha refers to. It refers to learning the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, not just to learn it with our heads, but to learn it with our hearts, and make sure it kashes us up. Not just learning Torah, but living Torah, be connected to the Torah. And end off a beautiful word Rabbi Goldberg always likes to say from the Nefesh HaChaim. Mishnah Perek Yovah says, the opening Mishnah in the Perek Vav, that Torah is called the Machsharto. It's called, it kashes us up. It makes the person kosher. Says Rav Nefesh HaChaim, no. It kashes up, means it purifies. Just like we kasher our Pesach kelim, we kasher our Pesach dishes, so too the Torah has to kasher our neshamas. That's exactly what Rabbi Lezer was saying. The Yevanim don't understand. No, learning with your head, don't learn with your heart. The Jewish way of learning Torah, we make sure to learn Torah with our hearts, with our heads, with our soul, with our neshama, being connected to Kedushas HaTorah. Shkoyach.